Hi, this is Sandy Crott. The title of this newsletter is A Cup of Tea. We used the metaphor of a cup of tea in a recent program to describe how the life forces of thought and consciousness come together to create reality. The tea bag represented the power of thought, and a cup of hot water illustrated the power of consciousness. When a tea bag is put in a cup of hot water, the water becomes tea. There's no stopping this process. Once the tea bag hits the water, it's tea. Likewise, when we have a thought, consciousness turns that thought into our reality in the moment. There is no stopping this process either. Whatever we think will look real to us. We will experience that thinking, and we will feel it. I was reminded of a moment I once shared with my mom. We were in the kitchen at the table having a cup of tea. I happened to glance over at her and noticed that every time she sipped her tea, she grimaced. I asked her why, and she said, "Oh, I don't like the taste of this tea." Turns out she had mistakenly used a kind of tea that a visitor had left in her cupboard. "Why don't you dump the tea out and make a new cup?" I asked. My mom, who had lived through the Depression and never wasted anything, replied, "Oh, it's fine. I'll just drink it." We are often like my mom when it comes to our thinking. We have a thought, we'll have a thought, and be in the experience and feeling of that thought. The feeling may be unpleasant, but we keep thinking the same thing and feeling the same way because we can only feel our thinking. Although a new thought and therefore a new feeling is possible at any moment, it doesn't happen. Why not? What keeps us from metaphorically dumping out our bad-tasting tea and getting a new cup? We misunderstand how our thinking works. Thought and consciousness work so quickly to create our sensed reality that we don't see what is actually happening. It looks like we are experiencing what is being done to us from the outside in, and it looks like we're stuck with it. But we are never stuck with any feeling or experience. There is a constant flow of thoughts available and ready to bring us something new. The moment we realize we mistakenly made the wrong kind of tea, most of us dump it out, unless you're like my mother. When we realize in the moment that we are feeling our thinking and we are not feeling what's happening out there, our mistaken thinking gets dumped. We are then available for a new thought, and a new experience will come to mind.